The California Legislative Black Caucus, or CLBC, is speaking out against police brutality and systemic racism in the United States. In the wake of the police killing of an unarmed, handcuffed black man in Minneapolis by a white policeman, Shirley Weber is an assembly member from San Diego and chair of the CLBC. She says it is important that people don't lose sight of why people are protesting.
Too often when these incidents occur, we somehow or another begin at that point and end up somewhere else talking about property and those kinds of things, that we do not condone the destruction of property and the fire burning and the things that have happened. But we can never, ever let ourselves lose sight of why we are here. We are here because for 400 years, African-American men and women in this country have been disrespected. That this country has taught itself to hate African-Americans and to deny the history that has brought us here.
Last year, Weber authored AB 392, a bill to restrict law enforcement's use of deadly force after the police killing of a black man in Sacramento, Stephon Clark. The legislation directs police officers to use deadly force only when necessary in defense of human life and to use de-escalation techniques before resorting to using a firearm. Now, after the police killing of George Floyd and mass protests across the nation, members of the CLBC are calling on the legislature to help them advance bills they say address systemic racism in California. That includes a bill to strengthen existing sheriff oversight bodies and help increase police accountability. It also includes a bill to restore equity for minorities in business and academia through affirmative action, and a bill to develop a task force to study reparation proposals for African Americans. Here's Vice Chair of the CLBC, Senator Steve Bradford from Los Angeles, and Kevin McCarty, a white lawmaker from Sacramento, listing some of the legislation.
This includes making sure that all officers throughout the state are properly trained in recognizing implicit bias, community policing, and alternative uses of force.
To combat economic oppression, we have ACA 5 related to affirmative action. This would restore equity and opportunity for black businesses and black students across California, as well as women and other minorities in California. Reparations, AB 2131. This would educate Californians about the legacy of slavery and recommend direct and indirect state settlements to help remedy generations impacted with inequality and discrimination.
McCarty is the sponsor of the Free the Vote bill, which would restore the voting rights to people serving a parole sentence. Members of the CLBC say it's not enough for whites to voice support for racial justice and equality. Bradford says it's time for action.
For all of my colleagues, non-African-American, we want to thank you for your support, but I challenge all non-African-Americans, it's not enough to say you're no longer a racist. It's not enough to say that. It's time to prove it. It's time to challenge your family, your friends, and your colleagues in stopping their racist behavior. Because then and only then will we have true reform.
Police reforms may be the hardest legislation to pass. Police unions spent more than $1 million trying to defeat Weber's use of force legislation in the last session. It led to compromises in her bill, but the legislation ultimately passed. I'm Luana Muniz, reporting for KPFA.